ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is leap year 1229. Okay, or two, excuse me, not two, 1229, but 229-24. And we're in leap year, leap day. So anyway, I don't know what that means, but I will say this, is that the stuff is not going well in the world. And when the German chancellor, who needs to get gasoline and natural gas and oil from the Russians, leaks it out that the British and the French are guiding the missiles to hit the Russians, then I'll tell you what, you're in deep doo-doo. Meanwhile, the British are going to have to sell one of their aircraft carriers to keep the other one going, because they don't have the money in the budget, apparently. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, Putin has directly stated that there'll be a nuclear war, if necessary, to go against the NATO. And consequently, it'll be against NATO and the U.S. and what have you. So I will say this, is that a couple of interesting things. Well, we have a little bit of a fire, okay? A little bit of a fire from West Texas and the Panhandle of Texas and in Oklahoma and what have you. Now, what's interesting is that there's two loony balloons up at about over 60,000 feet, which means they're in space, not U.S. space, but space. What's considered to be space. Over, I think, 52,000 feet, as in outer space, you see. But they're up over Nevada, New Mexico kind of an area, and with line of sight and the arrays of the platform that's underneath the balloons, which are the ones that DARPA, who used to have the Dragon Lady run DARPA for a while, didn't she? All right, who knows, runs it now. Defense Advanced Research Project Administration, right? Whatever it is. But what's interesting is that the fire pops up and gets too big too quick. Oh, it's dry conditions, and what is it? Red China Joe says, it's the fire is caused by climate change. So who is going to be in doing things to initiate climate change, you see? Consequently, don't know if it's just strictly the Red Chinese or the U.S. or DARPA balloons or who the heck they are, but they're up above the U.S., Nevada, but in the outer space, which doesn't count to be in U.S. airspace. So the thing is that when the fire kind of started, it was like it. Like if you skipped a stone across a pond or something, it was like the fire started in a lot of different places at the same time, allegedly. So that sounds to me like a direct energy weapon, and also very similar to some of the stuff that happened in Maui. Okay, Maui Wowies. The fire just sort of came all of a sudden and went. Boop, 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 and erupt in a lot of places. Climate change, baloney, cumbaloney, okay? Now, you could also direct weather and create a storms that then passed on through. Now, what's interesting, this whole deal is that Pantex near Amarillo, the U.S. nuclear weapons manufacturer and retrofitting facility. And what's interesting is that that had to be evacuated that area, Pantex and everything had to be evacuated in the fire. And it brings me back, and I look upon the Red Chinese guy, the Chinese director of research that was at Los Alamos when Los Alamos started burning a few years back. Back in the 90s or whatever. All right. And when all of the, that was an interesting time because all of the discs, the diskettes and stuff that had all the new weapon systems, the latest in weapon systems of the United States military, the experimental ones, all the different things, all the items that were, you know, like above top secret, those went missing and then they found them. Oh, they found them back behind the copying machine. You remember that? And then that is also in the era where the father of the big sex criminal who choked himself in the prison when the prison guards were not watching, nor the people watching the cell at the front desk. So when the guy that was the father of the Ghislaine, who owned the newspapers and the media companies in the United Kingdom, and who also then died mysteriously off the coast, you know, on his yacht, and allegedly was a Mossad agent, or allegedly was a some kind of an agent. But the Red Chinese allegedly got that information of all the top secret military weapons and inventions and what have you. That was apparently transferred to the Red Chinese back in the 90s there, you see. And then their director of security, or the director of research there, then tried to leave the country through L.A. or through West Coast airport, got arrested, and then he was going to Red China to give it up. And it's just like the whole deal to where if you look at it, it's similar to that original even thing with back in the 50s or 40s, late 40s, 50s, where the head of Pentagram Research was a Chinese person who was in the army, who then left the U.S. Army and then went on to become Mao Zedong's head of scientific endeavors in Red China. So you see, we have a similar case here. But here's what happened in Ohio. Is as the storms moved through in Ohio, it spawned allegedly about 6 tornadoes. All right. And then what's interesting is that the Air Guard, Air Reserve base that's you cannot really see, that's sort of above top secret, it's in the woods over by Springfield, Ohio. It's allegedly where also Danish fighters leased that from them, and they used to fly out of there. But that also has apparently deep underground basing from World War II, and it's above top secret kind of a base because you can't even get on the road that takes you to the base. If you do, the cops stop you. But apparently that got hit over there from the tornadoes. But then they were saying nothing at the time about Wright-Patterson, which is just near Dayton. And Wright-Patterson wasn't saying anything, but apparently they flew over to look at storm damage, and they saw that Dayton had storm damage. And then initially, that Wright-Patterson had storm damage, a U.S. air base. And here's the deal. They weren't discussing it and saying they had any damage at the beginning. And then after being discovered that they did, they initially said it was a research facility, okay, at Wright-Patt, and then museum facility. And then they just switched it to just the museums and the picture just of the museum building. But the research facility and at Wright-Patterson, you're doing some of the most top-level research in terms of Little Green Man, Hangar 18, and, you know, where we took the Roswell crash materials. And in the deep underground there, the research being done, top of the line stuff. And then this other base, that's the Air National Guard, but you can't look it up, and it doesn't appear in the newspaper either that it got hit. It just says that the area near Springfield, out by a certain road, may have had a tornado. Okay. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. I think it's a tit for tat. You see what I'm saying? I think it's tit for tat for Russian air bases that got nailed in Russia and also in the Crimea. Oh, boy, I've got a problem here with my cord. Just a second. Just a second, ladies and gentlemen. The chair has rolled over a cord, and I got to get it off of there. Oh, boy. And it's the earpiece cord, and it's underneath the chair. Oh, man. Oh, wait. All right. Thank the Lord Jesus. We got that. So anyway, I'm getting gooped up here. The Springfield Air Guard base in Ohio, all right, is victim of a tornado, but you can't go to see it, or the cops will get up there. You get on a road and go to the ring road, and it can't get in there without doing it. You can't go to the base. And then Wright-Patt, now it's just the science museum or the museum base and the older planes and stuff. It has nothing to do with the research facility. Of course not. But I think that the Russian bases that were in the Crimea that got nailed by those missiles, by the way, or the long shadow or the white shadow missiles that the Brits have over there, and that they and the French are zapping the Russians with. And then in the Crimea, a base in the Crimea, and then different things in the Black Sea, you know, area near the Crimea there. I think we got a tit for tat on Russian bases versus U.S. NATO air bases. But then also some of the most important ones. Wright-Patt and whatever that thing is over there by Springfield, That thing is above top secret, apparently, but it's an Air Guard base, and it's hard to go over and then try to go see it, because I've known people who tried to go to see it, and the police kind of pull you over when you get into the area, because you can't go in there. Yet it's supposedly just an Air Guard base, you see. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting so wild weasel. And then those balloons are still up in over in a high altitude. I think some of them are up as high as like 68,000 or some feet earlier today, 62,000, 68,000. And they're like loonies, loony balloonies. But all kind of stuff was going on with regards to that. And now you got Red China Joe saying that the fires are climate change. Yes. But I'll tell you what, I was described that it was almost like the fire started like if you skipped a pebble across the lake or the pond, and each place that it skipped, the fire would pop up. And I guess there's been a little rain down in the area down there, but along that border, you see, that border area, Oklahoma, Texas, Oklahoma, a little bit of Kansas as well, you start to see all these things going down. And then over the bases that are in Nevada, Area 51, all the different things. Oh, okay, here, this is the main base for our drone control for attacks. All right, well, there you go. Springfield, okay. Main base for our drone control for attacks, okay. Very interesting. That's from the deep background people. Let me know. Consequently, I know that Kansas has a drone facility, and each state has different ones as well. So it's interesting that in the nations, the Indian territories, Oklahoma, Northern Texas, Kansas, that is the area where there is deep underground base stuff. And you remember the little picture that was from the town in Kansas back about 15, 16 years ago that showed a UFO, a Navy UFO. It was like a disc-shaped craft on the flatbed truck. That was down around Winfield. It was in Winfield, Kansas, as I recall. And it showed a flatbed truck that had a disc-shaped craft under like a tarp-like deal that was going through Winfield, which is very near to the nations or the Indian borders, the old Indian territories and borders, Kansas, Oklahoma, North Texas, right there. See, I put two and two together here. I'm getting like, interestingly enough, we're getting like different stories from different eras that are very much similar time frames. You see what I'm saying? It's just crazy. All right. We're in the fourth turning. That's for sure. We're in the fourth turning. Strauss and Howe, you see, that book, we're really starting to be into that. So that Winfield naval disc that was then to go back to Washington, D.C., apparently maybe you have certain things on the Indian nations, some of the Indian nations that are deep underground or that are involved with the UFOs or the UAPs or the Dick Baps or what do we call them now. Okay. Now I want to pray right now for another brother, Captain K, may Lord Jesus go and touch you. Pray with me, people. He's got cancer and he had cancer. He had to have operation of the basal cell on his nose and some different things. Captain K, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And may he remove any cancer from your body and restore you back to full health. okay? Restore you back to full health. Because Captain K said he was down in Imperial Beach and looking at different stuff and seeing the people come in, but it didn't seem like there was a lot more in Imperial Beach area of the illegals, but it's further east from that, coming through the more mountainous regions. And all these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, are sponsoring all these people. And they're not walking necessarily across the Darien Gap. And up through, from Panama up through, you know, they're not necessarily doing that. They're flying in. A lot of them are Red Chinese flying in to Tijuana. We're in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. All I can tell you is that the bad guys are in the gates. Thousands of the bad guys are in the gates. And we do not have a situation where our government is really on our side. The government is on the Luciferian side, particularly the Pentagon. Pentagram is the Luciferians, and they're basically adopting communism and creating communism, and that's exactly where we're going with this country. So therefore, I'm going to tell you, you better get as much food and water purification and what have you, firearms, ammunition, thousands of rounds. And I'll tell you what, Sportsman's Guide, if you need a good helmet, Kevlar helmets, Sportsman's Guide's got them. They also have good body armor for cheap, sportsmansguide.com. And you better get some of that, too, because one of these days, the Red Chinese are walking down the block for you, or a combination of them plus U.S. military that's in the tank. And, oh, there'll be a martial law scenario that'll have to be concocted and all of that. But it could just very well be an EMP, because I understand that the Russians now have possibly moved weapons into space because the treaties involved. And then I hear from the dark backside, we hear from the backside about that as well, is that the thing that where the Russians put a kinetic satellite up near one of our kinetic satellites, and neither one exists, obviously. But apparently the Russians were heading towards our sat. And this is in the last few days, according to the deep pools of information, that the Russian satellite came within about 60 feet, I should say, of ours, and our satellite maneuvered out of the way, which it's not supposed to be able to do that either, okay? So consequently, the war is on in space, and the treaties that we got out of a while back dealt with that kind of stuff. And now I heard discussed on Fox News earlier today from a general talking to the Fox hosts, and he was discussing this Russian deal and the treaties, the nuclear treaty that we backed out of with Russia, and the Russia backed out of it, and we didn't continue that on. And consequently, he talked about directly what I've been talking about for years, which I was led by the Lord to understand would probably happen, is an EMP. And he said if they put an EMP weapon up there, then all of a sudden above 60,000 feet. He said all that below knocks out a power grid all below and communications. And there you go. There's your communications, your banking, your power grid, your whole nine yards, your water supplies. The whole deal, well, then that would certainly necessitate martial law, wouldn't it? And remember old Obama, he had the interesting little new law back when he was in, but it's part of the idea that W. Bush put out domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. And they're talking about insurgency. They're using the term insurgency. Now, what are they dealing with Trump? They talk about insurgency, do they not? So consequently, Evenson and I, Greg Evenson and I, discussed that several different times. Let's see if I've got that other article here. I've had this for a long time. New executive order signed by Obama effectively creates the structure of military governors for martial law. Hawk wrote that. Brother Quayle put that up on his site back in January 12, 2010. When I wrote that. One must read this one closely when it dawns on you that the 10 governors to be appointed by the president, that was Obama, will perhaps soon correspond to the 10 FEMA regions and effectively will be under the Secretary of Defense and hence the president in a system of regional military governors over all states, not just the states they might be from, but over military governors over all states, 10 of them, and it's the 10 regions. So anyway, the PDF of this thing was an Obama executive order. So I'm going to tell you what. We're also in that era. They talked about bank holidays and things like that during that era. All right. And then if we go into the chapter Spetsnaz, the Viktor Suvorov, the story behind the Spetsnaz, and all of that, and then we get into the Overture. The Overture is a series of large and small operations, the purpose of which could be weather warfare, which could be direct energy weapon creating fires, before actual military operations to weaken the enemy's morale, create an atmosphere of general suspicion, fear, and uncertainty, and divert the attention of the enemy's armies and police forces in a huge number, to different targets, each of which may be the object of the next attack. This is what the Soviets and the Spetsnaz were getting ready to do to create the Overture against us. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, it all starts to fit, doesn't it? It all starts to fit. And I don't know what to tell you other than that the Lord Jesus told you about it a long time ago. You look at your Matthew 24s. We look at Ezekiel 38, 39 for the Gog-Magog war, which is ongoing. And you look how the Archangel Michael and Daniel had trouble with the Prince of Persia, which is the spiritual Prince of Persia is Iran, you see. This thing is sitting right in the Bible and what Jesus told us. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. They're just the beginning. Matthew 25 is what tells us to prepare for those types of things, okay? And then I guess also from the back side of things, deep background, High Altitude Aurora Research Project, the HARPS, is now using a plasma weapon for satellite disruption testing now through March the 3rd, apparently. So HARP is using a plasma-type weapon, space weapon, for satellite disruption testing now through March the 3rd. So another dot or two in the horizon there on this whole bit. So this is in terms of space warfare, you see, very interesting. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're in deep, deep stuff, let me tell you. But I tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle has got gold, he's got silver for you, and all kind of things. And be sure and get the private briefings and the QPOS 2.0. And Tyler is doing a pretty good job coming on and doing some of his own programs on the 2.0, Brother Quayle's 2.0. And you can call 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You get Steve, or if you get Tyler, or if you get Daryl, a manager there, or anybody else, you tell them Old Hawk sent you and to get you set up with some gold or some silver right away. And be sure and get whatever books are left over that Steve has got left over. Particularly, you know, if he's got Empire Beneath the Eyes or, you know, things like that. Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters, Aliens and Fallen Angels, whatever it might be. Whatever book Steve has, you'll need those for your children and your friends and your family to understand exactly what's going on, you see. That's exactly what we'll need to, what we need to understand. And Brother Quayle does it extremely well to let you know. And then I'll tell you what, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Believe me, anything is most needed or welcome. And Lord Jesus, preserve my voice. And even though I am positive, I will tell you that I still have, according to the CAT scan, still have cancer and in the lungs and bronchial areas, but also in the liver and in various things and the bones and different things and musculature, lungs, bronchial tubes, liver, but there's some good report, and thank you for all the prayers, and it's not because I'm not believing or not positive mental outlook on all this whole bit. There is some positivity in the fact that some of these tumors are shrinking, apparently. and then the lesions on the liver. See, I had this thing had already spread. People are telling me stuff to take and to eat, you know, and I can eat this or that or the other and do all of these different things on a dietary thing because I'm just getting cancer. No, I've already went full blown. It went quick. So without talking about it too much, because I don't need any other further negative assistance. What might give it to you or something like that, or frequency wise. I don't need any of that. But just to let you know, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for all of your prayers out there. But you want to keep on hawking the game? Anything can be sent to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Put a card or a letter in there, anything that you'd include in there. God bless you all. Let me tell you, may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And interestingly enough, I had, a card from somebody from Amarillo near the Pantex. And I wonder how you did on the evacuation or what was going on there. But I'll tell you what, I think it's a direct energy weapon. I think the Russians or the Red Chinese or the Russians are involved. And then henceforth, the Pentagram and Red China Joe, who got bought for $1.8 billion, allegedly, don't you know? But anything, you can send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. So I guess Panera Bread, who's a friend of Gavin Newsom, governor of California, I guess Gavin wants everybody to make $20 an hour, and that's great, but I mean, how much is a McDonald's hamburger going to cost? You know, what's a Big Mac going to cost or a quarter cheese going to cost now? Well, everybody except Panera Bread, so if you bake bread, you don't have to pay the $20 an hour, all right? And they're exempt from that $20 an hour California law. So they're saying in California, I saw one of the reps say that 104,000 a year is poverty. You're in the poverty zone, okay, in California. Very interesting on that. But anyway, Panera Bread gets out of the business. Yes, more and more information based on the Chinese Communist Party, working with Colombian cartels and supported by the Red China Joe regime. Red China Biden Joe are basically conspiring to support Chinese and Middle Eastern military age males to come into the United States via the illegal alien invasion. And it is the invasion. Boy, I tell you what, I'm hearing all kinds of stuff to where these Red Chinese are coming in across the border. And then they either release them or they're known gotaways, and they're coming across by the bushel load that way. But then, as we've told you here on the Hawk Show, on the old Radio Hawk Show, information we've been told that the Red Chinese get their orders immediately after they come across, and they get to tell them where to go for transport and to get money and food and et cetera, and then they ferry them out to these big ranches and farms and what have you that the Chinese are buying up everywhere. And it's not just in the West or in Kansas. They're buying up oil leases and natural gas leases as well. As farming, they're buying up ranches in Texas that are near air bases. They're buying up, I heard recently, they're buying up in Indiana. So this whole thing is being sold down the road to the Red Chinese, who are in league with the Russians, who have treaties with Iran, who then run and are part of the BRICS, the BRICS nations, which are trying to destroy the United States and destroy the dollar and destroy their Great Britain, the British pound, and the whole nine yards. And the British banks, which own, the London banks, which own primarily large shares of the New York City banks, money center banks, are owned by the London banks. But I guess there's an article by Dr. Lawrence Sellin, at Lawrence Sellin, posted today, report of increased national security threat against the United States. China's Communist Party is working with the Colombian cartels, supported by the Biden regime, allegedly, to move Chinese and Middle Eastern Chinese agents and Middle Eastern military-age males into the U.S. via illegal alien invasion. So let me tell you what. Thanks for TK for sending me that. And we know that to be the case, and we know it to be basically true. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is getting wild weasel real quick. And what's up with the crime statistics? There's no crime. I guess the crime has gone down, but from 30-year highs. And then there's problems, I guess, with the maybe the unemployment figures. You get, all these layoffs or mass layoffs by these corporations, thousands and thousands of people. See, I had an article here about that. I think it was from jobless claims data by Tyler Durden out of Zero Hedge. It says, in the real world labor market, 2024 has been a whatchamajigger show of layoffs, a really bad show of layoffs. But wise and sense, 100% of the workforce gone. Code C, 100% of the workforce. Twig, 100% of the workforce. Twitch, 35% of the workforce being laid off. Roomba, 31% of the workforce. Bumble, 30% of the workforce. Farfetch, 25% of the workforce laid off. Away, 25% of the workforce. Hasbro, 20% of the workforce. LA Times, 20% of the workforce. Went Wealth, 20% of the workforce. Finder, 17% of the workforce. Spotify, 17% of the workforce. BuzzFeed, 16% of workforce laid off. Levi's, 15% of workforce. Xerox, 15% of workforce. Qualtrics, 14% of workforce. Wayfair, 13% of workforce. These are all layoffs, ladies and gentlemen. Duolingo, 10% of workforce. Rivian, 10% of workforce. Washington Post, 10% of the workforce. Snap, 10% of workforce. Well, it just goes on and on and on, all right? Oklahoma, 7% of workforce. Charles Schwab, 6% of workforce. Expedia, Sony, all these different things. eBay, 9% of workforce. All these things. Yet, according to the government-supplied data, the number of Americans filing for jobless claims for the first time last week rose from 202 to 215K, while claims declined on an NSA basis to a 4 month lows. So anyway, I think they're lying about the stats, don't you? And then they'll revise all the statistics upward or downward or wherever they're going to be. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Power in the blood of Jesus. Some progression on the tumor is shrinking and the lesions on the liver shrinking. Still have the disease. And may Lord Jesus, will you provide me with medical miracles, Lord? Continue to provide me with medical miracles, and anybody else who has the heart problems or the cancer or whatever the ailment is, may you, Lord Jesus, who know who they are, touch them and touch them so they know that you're doing it. And provide them with the medical miracle. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, for those people and also for myself. Thank you for all the prayer out there. Consequently, I think that the Russians are the Red Chinese and in league with the Pentagram, because they're all tied together in the Luciferian world, are they not? They've taken out some of our bases dealing with drones, and then also right pat dealing with the more advanced stuff, you see. And the research facility that now is not apparently the problematic deal, but it is the chest of the museum. You see, but people that used to go up there to those Wright Patterson tattoos, and if you look at certain buildings, research buildings and other things, not the science museum, then the police will actually, or the air police or whatever, will actually ask you, or the local police say, what are you looking at over there? Okay, how come you're looking at that building? There's all kind of stuff in there as well about National Command and Control in terms of, on Wright Pat, in terms of the computer type research and control and what have you. But, you know, we told you a number of years ago, I think probably 17, 18 years ago, about the Chinese moving into the Dayton area and different areas surrounding Wright-Patterson and into parts of Ohio there, like in Miami of Ohio stuff, and they were buying grocery stores up and gas stations. And they were sending their children to school. And their wives were working at the jewelry store in the small city or the small town or the college town. But you see, the crime is down because they don't consider shoplifting to be in certain areas unless you've stolen $900 worth. Meanwhile, the Prince of Persia, Iran, gives Hezbollah the green light to escalate attack along Israel's northern border and a launched large-scale assault amid warnings of an October 7 Part 2. Well, let me tell you what, the Israelis are starting to hit some of the Hezbollah as well. Consequently, we're in a situation where when you see Jerusalem encompassed on all sides, you see. Massive deployments of IDF tanks and equipment to the Lebanese border. IDF invasion is coming soon. That's out of U.S. Civil Defense News. Roger that, Mr. TK. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I don't know where we're going to end up, but I do know that Lord Jesus has told us, Matthew 24, Luke 21, what's going to go down. And he's also got Matthew 25 to prepare us. And I've talked to you about all of that. And, oh, let's, Lord Jesus, would you touch our friend, our grandma down there in Florida near the Jacksonville area, who had got hit head on by the car, and her heart area and chest area was hit on the steering wheel and all of that. And Lord Jesus, would you touch her, and will you remove any kind of impediments or problems or anything? And would you then, Lord Jesus, restore her heart back to health, remove the pain from her chest? In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. BRICS finance ministers, send message to the U.S. Burn the dollar. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, along with the finance ministers of new BRIC member nations in São Paulo. Brazil, you see, I guess today they're talking about burn the dollar. So I'm going to tell you what, you might want to get gold and silver from Brother Quayle. Russia's going to create a new digital BRICS bridge payment platform, which will be multi-sided option to a U.S. dollar. The development is currently in draft and could be proposed to the next summit, October 2024. I'll tell you what, I don't know if we're going to even not go to war prior to then. The international monetary global financial system is going to change completely. I mean, you know, all these countries, Brazil, Russia, India, you know, China, a lot of population, a lot of money, a lot of big, big money. India, South Africa, burn the dollar, okay? Use them while you got them. And the more you deal in cash, the better you are. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. That's for sure. You got to stand for the Lord Jesus, stand for our Father in heaven, who sent his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, down to this planet. To live here and experience the life here, and also then to cover all of your sins, if you believe in him, cover your sins with his blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And just to clarify one more time, according to the scans, I still have the disease, but some of the lung tumor and the bronchial tumors are shrinking a little bit. and the lesions on the liver are getting a little bit smaller. So it's like not a big, huge change, but it's headed in the right direction. So let's keep it up. All prayer is most welcome from you out there. Let me tell you. Then any assistance? Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. Is much needed and wanted. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, platinum, what have you. Or it could be a money order filled out properly to where it shows a thing of your address and all of that so that they can be cashed by a bank. Or it could be a check made out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. God bless you to all those in New Jersey, the Freehold, and the different places, all the main maniacs. Oh, and incidentally, on the northern border, Chinese sneaking across the main border with Canada from Canada into Maine. Red Chinese. Well, you know, they'll soon be up there in one of the cabins in Maine that are in the thousands. If you watch the show Maine Cabin Masters, you're everywhere. So don't go into their Luciferian night without a bite. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, for your business, your home, your farm, rancho. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and the constitutional American Bill of Rights people. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey Lapua, stay on your optics. Please, the old trigger, Mickey. Road and track and little L. Lord Jesus loves you. And the Bible will tell you so. Stay on your ninja ways and your learning of your stuff. Have your daddy show you how to shoot the firearms, the rifle, the shotgun, with the stuff on the targets, your hand-to-hand, and all of your stuff that you got going on. But stick on your studies. Read your histories, your books. May the Lord bless you, and you say hi to your mom and dad. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare.